Program continues with Joel Brandingham on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.
We're joined on this Wednesday morning by Jeff Subler, Wayne Healthcare President, CEO, and Terry Flood, Wayne Healthcare VP, Business Development and Marketing, as they kick off the 100th year anniversary. And the official birthday is Friday. As Terry mentioned, they'll have a celebration with employees then. And look also to share in the celebration, if you will, with the community as we go through the year. And Terry, if you would, let us know how, I know you have mentioned before the break about how it's kind of been tough to have certain events and invite the public and things like that because of restrictions. But how are you going to involve the community this year with this 100th anniversary celebration?
Well, first and foremost, people can always visit our website at waynehealthcare.org. And if they're not already, I would encourage them to follow us on social media. We've got Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and Twitter. So you can keep up with us there. Also, throughout the year, we're going to have, like I mentioned earlier, a display at the Garst Museum. They're going to help us celebrate our history with some displays and some really cool things that we have collected over the years. We're also going to be inviting the community to share stories, photos, different things that they may have about their experiences or Wayne Healthcare, and they can email that to us at marketing@waynehealthcare.org. And then, again, hoping to do some stuff at the fair this year, given that still takes place, and some other things that will be shared by others from our leadership team throughout the year. So tune in, like you said, on the second Wednesday of each month throughout this year.
There'll be a lot to talk about, not just as far as the 100th anniversary is concerned of Wayne Healthcare Hospital, but also just of the services that you offer. And again, website has more information about that too, because that's, I know, one of the reasons why you'd like to come in every month throughout the year is, again, not just recognize the 100th year anniversary, but also in the services that you offer. As Jeff, you talked about how you've grown and expanded so much, especially in the last few years, not just in square footage and so forth, but again, the various services that you offer the community.
Yeah, a lot of new service lines, and sometimes we fall into the trap of thinking, hey, everybody knows what we do, but it's good for us to remind not only the local community and people here, but also the doctors, local doctors and providers, of the services that we do have, so that when somebody needs it, they can look us up and talk to the folks that they need to talk to look into those services. The pandemic has put a little bit of a downer on being able to get out to the community. We have a great new wellness van that we outfitted, and we're just ready to roll out prior to the pandemic. And we hope to get that out this summer to all the events, race events and the fair. And that's a good way for us to promote our services and interact with the community. But hopefully, with all the stuff we have planned, we'll be able to get folks into the building, see the new facilities, and see what we can offer the community as a whole.
And I'm looking forward to talking to a lot of you guys about community outreach. This booklet that you gave me is pretty cool, and it talks about so many things. Again, programs that are offered, scholarships that have been awarded to local students, and just all kinds of different things that people may not have any idea that you offer. And it's pretty cool. And I also noticed that you both last year received awards. I know you may not be here to of that, but Jeff with the Eagle Award for the Ohio Society for Healthcare Facilities Management. Congrats on that. And Terry, your award, you were recognized for being a rising star by the Society of Healthcare Strategy and Marketing Development. So I feel like that I should mention that so people know about those awards. So congratulations on that. That must make you both feel pretty proud.
We have a lot of great people, and you know, we just earlier this year, early last year, we were awarded our second year in a row of a five-star rating from the federal government. I'm very proud of that. That's obviously related to quality and patient care, and that's what we're in the business for, so it's great to be recognized. And that's really due to the staff and clinicians that we have that provide that quality care, and it's great to be recognized for that. But a lot of great awards, and that comes from the great people that we have working for us.
And that's certainly important anyway, to be recognized for what you do for the community. But especially during the pandemic, I hope that you all hear and read some of the positive comments that I see people post on social media just about people in healthcare in general and what they've been doing during this pandemic and how difficult. I mean, we do see stories on TV and so forth about that, and I'm sure that's probably just the tip of the iceberg for what doctors and nurses and other healthcare people face every day. But hopefully you also have heard some positive feedback of people saying, thank you, you're doing great work, even if it may not feel like it sometimes or may be difficult. But so on behalf of everyone who's listening, we do thank all of you affiliated with Wayne Healthcare and for all that you do on a daily basis, especially during this difficult time.
Oh, we appreciate that, and we have heard the community, and we appreciate their outreach.
Okay, well, any final words? Or
just thank you for allowing us to be here to kick off our celebration for our centennial.
Absolutely, and if you would, Terry, remind people again about the website and social media, or if they have questions, who they could call.
Sure, they're welcome to visit waynehealthcare.org, or they can follow us on social media at Wayne Healthcare. Just search us, and then if they have any questions, I'm open for them calling me directly, 937-547-5704.
Okay, great. Well, it was nice meeting both of you.
Thank you.
Glad to have you in, and look forward to having other representatives here on the second Wednesday of each month throughout the year to help celebrate Wayne Healthcare's 100th anniversary.
So, we appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, and congratulations. Again, Jeff Subler, Wayne Healthcare President, CEO, and Terry Flood, Wayne Healthcare VP, Business Development Marketing. Appreciate them being here on Community Ties.